Drew, I'm gonna murder you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Let's go.
Welcome back, guys. This is our third episode of the Enemen podcast, and we're finally back from our hiatus. It's me, Aiden.
And Drew.
And we have a special guest.
Hi, my name's Darius Taylor. Happy to be here.
So, in this episode, we are going to be talking about the first season of Attack on Titan. Because, you know, Darius is not the biggest person who's watched anime.
Yeah.
Okay. The ones that I do watch, I do enjoy. So I will say that in my defense.
So. Shut up, Darius.
Okay.
So. Darius, why did you start watching this?
Well, it was mostly because of your constant pestering, telling me that I should be watching this because it's apparently really good. And unfortunately, you were right. And I got sucked in for a few seasons before I was able to claw my way out, but I did enjoy the show. Overall, it was very entertaining. I liked the characters, I liked the premise. It was all very interesting.
Drew and I have rewatched, at least not the whole season, but a lot of it many times. We watched it with one of our friends, Becky. Have we seen it with Andrew?
No, we saw it with Jacqueline, though.
Oh, yeah, we watched it a lot with Jacqueline. But it starts with him daydreaming, right?
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like he falls asleep under a tree and he starts dreaming.
Darius, when you... Sorry, Drew. Continue.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
When you started watching it, Darius, what did you think about... Wait, did you watch it subbed or dubbed?
Subbed.
Ah, man of culture.
Oh, I watched it subbed.
It was dubbed.
Oh.
Okay, you can't be talking, mister. I can't read subtitles.
I can read subtitles.
At the speed of a toddler. But let's not get into that.
My feelings are hurt. It hurt my feelings. My feelings.
You roasted me a couple episodes ago, so this is just karma. A
couple episodes? We only have two!
Okay, well, do you know what I meant? Okay, so what are we talking about again? Oh, yeah.
When he wakes... Wait, Darius. Explain the beginning in your eyes.
Well, the beginning in my eyes, well, at least from what I saw, it was humanity on the brink of extinction, finally finding some semblance of peace within their society, and we, the viewers, are thrust in just before everything breaks loose, and the giants start attacking the city again.
I'm just going to stop you right there. You said giants.
It's titans.
You're uncultured swine.
And also, there was a pause when I couldn't remember what the city was called.
There's like 50 cities.
Well, Darius, do you at least know the main walls? Do you know the main walls?
It's Wall Rose, Cinna, and then Mary?
Maria.
Yeah. I was close. Okay, Maria is close.
Continue reading your...
Oh, Drew, do you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at the wiki, and it says, which prevent the Titans, giant humanoid creatures.
Well, they are. That's what Titans are.
So, I guess they are giants, then. I'm right.
No, but they're Titans. But they're not...
But they're also giants.
They're called Titans.
The definition of giant is large or gargantuan, and I think those Titans are pretty gargantuan, therefore they
are
giants.
Okay, but... As future reference, they're called Titans.
We like to not talk about the topic.
We're politically correct here, Darius. We don't just giantess everyone.
What? Drew, if they're large, they are giant.
Okay, so Aaron is sleeping under a tree outside the walls.
No, he's inside the walls.
Yeah, I thought he walked under a bridge.
Yeah, but there's different sections of the walls with different areas. He wasn't he wouldn't be outside the walls as a child.
See, I also did think that he was outside the wall, because when they were showing that little diagram of the walls, I wasn't able to get like a good perception of how much space was in between them. So when I would see like mountains and hills on the horizon,
it's huge.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So when I was seeing mountains and hills on the horizon, I was like, oh, there can't be that much space within the walls, so they must be outside. But then I soon realized that, yeah, they are all inside the walls. Like, that's why there's all these.
Yeah, they're like huge. It's literally like a continent, basically. Well, not really that big, but. Yeah, but there's like tons of land. There's like farming land. Well, there is farming land, but a lot of it's destroyed. So they're kind of like in a food shortage, but.
Oh, yeah, the famine.
Yeah.
Now, was it destroyed by the Titans, or was that just.
No, it's just not farmable.
It's just because they're in the poor part of the land. Right? Or is it just...
I'm assuming so, yeah. But yeah, so... And then, in the first episode, he wakes up and he sees his favorite scout regiment that everyone hates because they think it's a waste of taxes and resources because they all just end up dying. But he wants to become one.
Oh, my favorite.
Would you guys become a scout? That's a real question. Would you guys do that?
Darius is a baby. Darius is a big fat baby.
I would not become a scout. I would become a scout only if, you know, their death rates weren't very close to 100%. And if there was actually some kind of more tangible purpose. I mean, yes, from what we see, they are necessary as the Titans are attacking. But when they're having all this, like, time of peace, they're kind of seen as obsolete. Because there's no need for them to maintain whatever, like, society they have on the inside until the Titans start breaking down the walls. So I guess that's why,
which they haven't for like 100 years.
Yeah. So that's why they're saying, "Oh, we don't need them. All they do is go outside the wall and die."
My favorite character of all time in the entire show is it's a little some people might not think it's that important, but it's Carla Jaeger.
The mom?
Yeah.
Why?
He's the snack that smiles back.
What?
Do you not remember what? Do you not remember what happened to the
smiling Titan? Just absolutely eats her like a goldfish at the end of the first episode.
Wait, she died in the first episode?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's how it ends.
I felt like the mom was more of a...
No.
Like a more monumental character than...
No, everyone just memes her because she just dies to like this giant, smiling, naked Titan.
Well, they're all naked.
Well, yeah, but like the smiling Titan is like the most well-known one at the start of the series.
He's just a dumb boy.
Well, yeah. Well, so... We haven't really explained what it like how the Titans look, other than them being giant.
We kind of
skipped over a lot of things.
Okay, well, they have. Have you ever? You're part of this podcast. You know that we don't stick on like linear passage.
Yeah, Derry. If you don't know, we mostly just rant about many different subjects.
I can tell.
Oh, are you telling us that you've not watched any of our podcasts?
Oh, he hasn't. He definitely hasn't.
I have played the podcast. Moving on. Okay. keep going.
What were we talking about?
Oh my god. The Titans.
Oh yeah. Basically, they don't have genitalia, which if you don't know that, that's your private area. but they're basically all muscular. It's just the muscle part of the body. There's a few with skin.
And they're
big. There's few with skin. But the stereotypical ones are.
Most of them have skin. Some of them just show muscles.
Oh. Reverse it.
And they range from like 4 meters to like 50 meters in height, which is pretty big. Like the walls are like 50 meters themselves, so a Titan that big is. Pretty terrifying.
And the Colossal is... Oh, well, we can't...
Yeah. Yeah, the Colossal's in the first episode, too. We skipped over so much stuff.
Okay, basically what happens in the first episode, Mikasa is shown that when everyone hates her, or everyone's afraid of her, and That's really it. Then Daddy says, "No basement, no, no, no." Then he goes off. Then Mama gets eaten. Then that's really it. It doesn't really. It's a slow progression.
Yeah, I feel like it just sets up the conflict. For
yeah, basically, it starts with like the main reason why Aaron wants to kill the Titans in the series.
Because it is Mama gets snacked on.
Why do you keep saying that?
Did you not wait? How did I describe one? Off one, not off one. All Might. Did they call him? He's a big, hunky man.
He's a big beefy boy. That's what he said. Yeah, and
his mom is a true snack.
I don't think we need to go into the rest of the like the first four episodes at least, because those are kind of the more slower ones in the series. But they basically teach us. How like you become a scout, and basically they're training like kill titans.
This is
kind of slow there.
This is the thing, something that Drew and I noticed when we were watching it with Jacqueline. I doubt you not watched it, noticed it, Darius, but it's when he bumped his head when he was training,
and
and he got back into the cafe area, and. You know how when a titan or someone transforms, smoke rises?
Yeah,
steam.
Steam? Aaron's head, there's a little steam coming through, and that's after he gets the titan powers.
Oh yeah, by the way, Aaron transforms into a titan. We never talked about that.
Yes. It's when we're on the show.
If you're going to bring that up, that's like after the whole training arc. Basically, then they go into combat, and no one was ready.
No, wasn't it just like they were thrown into it very like just?
Well, yeah, it was like a surprise, but then like everything just goes wrong, just everything. Characters that they introduced that seemed important, they get eaten.
Well, wasn't the one girl who had like the black blocky hair just gone? She got eaten by the tiny little boy titan.
Mm-hmm. She ran out of like gas for like their ODM gear, which they fly around on.
That's dope. I wouldn't want it because I wouldn't be able to use it properly, but it's dope.
Yeah, they get eaten by a titan.
Darius, who? Do you like Aaron as a titan?
See, the better question is, do I like Aaron as a character?
I
personally, no. I do not like Aaron. I think he is obnoxious, and he is a brat, and he is really trying to get himself killed throughout the entire show. I think that if Mikasa was not a character in the show, Aaron would just be too much for most people. I think she is what, like, tethers him to reality and makes him bearable.
That in the dub they just sound whiny. Like, I gotta admit that this is the one show that I
well, isn't that that's the main thing about the dub? Everyone says it's whiny.
Yeah, because Aaron and Armin and even Mikasa at some points do sound like very whiny characters when it comes to their like dialogue and talking. Especially Aaron when he's literally punching people, going, "Shut up! My dream will come true. I'm gonna kill all the Titans." And then by the time he does end up convincing people that, oh, it is possible, they end up getting eaten an episode later, so.
Yeah, don't they get all eaten in episode, like, 4?
Like, nah, that's still training stuff. It's more like episode, like 6 or 7. Like, half the people he made friends with and, like, half of his squad just gets eaten. And then Aaron himself, he gets, like, eaten by this Santa-looking Titan.
Darius, what was your opinion? Because people don't like Mikasa.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Mikasa personally.
Of course you did.
I liked Mikasa.
But I had nothing against her. But everyone like calls her like a whiny girl.
Well, no, she's just she has a dark past. Oh. She has shaped her characterization, I will concede. But yes, I think that she's a pretty cool character overall.
She's also too like attached on Eren, in my opinion, but that's kind of her character.
Well, I think it was that she was at a point in her life where she was very vulnerable, and Eren was like a source of support for her, so
Like,
she like turned
hey,
into a character
mama, I see
and like,
you.
hey, I'm gonna kill these guys.
Take my scarf.
Yeah, exactly.
And say,
That's
"Ooh, Aaron."
like, ooh, my brother boyfriend.
I sent a TikTok to Drew basically about them. Like, it's like weebed dubbed, and it's Armin saying to Mikasa, "Your boyfriend died." He's not my boyfriend, not yet.
Oh, I was that in the
No,
no.
it was like a fan doing it.
Okay, because I must have missed that.
I
Okay.
found the picture I'm gonna send to both of you. And then you guys just keep talking, but
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, Drew.
yeah, that's Mikasa.
No, but Attack on Titan is just going with. Doesn't he get when he? So Mikasa is trapped, and he's like, "Oh, Eren's dead. I just want to die now." Cause she's out of gas.
Yeah. Oh, after he gets eaten?
Oh,
Yeah.
dude, that's my favorite part. Well, of season one, that part when the alley part. I also
When he's
will.
like, I'm gonna give up, and then she's like, nah, I gotta live.
And then another titan comes in, and now there's two. Do you not
When
remember?
she was saying, oh, I'm gonna keep going, was that what did she know that Eren was still alive, or was she No.
just going off her own
Are you
merit?
talking
No,
about in.
she's like, she basically like, oh, if I die, then everything Eren like stood for is like meaningless.
But that part, I remember I told when Eren got eaten, I told Jacqueline that Eren's dead. They bring him back with like magic or like spells, and she believed it because we will we I
Spells.
because like she was like, "Oh, that's not true." I was like, "Well, there's titans. You're not gonna believe that they can bring people back with magic, but titans exist." But I'm passed out. And Drew and Jacqueline are watching the rest of the show, and I wake up, and Jacqueline yells at me because it's when Eren comes back as a Titan, and she said, "You lied to me. Like, I thought you were telling the truth, but no, Eren's alive. Eren was always alive." Which Titan Eren is my, f well, it's my favorite Titan. It was like when I loved the show. So. With the walls. Like with the
I
wall. Almost what?
we before we were talking about how the walls are, there's the three main walls, and then there's the little districts on the outermost wall. And the which wall was the one that was broken? Aaron's
Wasn't that
yes,
Maria?
village town.
No, well, Maria was broken, but before that it was like Shingon Shina, one of the outer districts.
Okay, and then they use that district to get into the main wall.
Yeah, so basically the whole wall Maria was basically covered in Titans, so they basically lost one third of their towns that they
Which
were
just
already. Yeah.
contributed to the famine that was going on. They were
Yeah.
already like in a resource shortage.
And yeah, they pushed everyone into the inner walls, which then really caused the population to be pretty cramped.
Now,
And also, didn't that show like the deepening conflict between like the merchants and everyone else, really? Because they were like, we're the ones supporting everything. And I believe it was season one where there was the merchant guy who was trying to get his
yeah, that was in season one when I believe it was Trost District fell, when everything went south and everyone started dying.
And he was trying to get his cart through the tunnel, but it was too big, and he just had a complete disregard for the fact that people were dying trying to hold off the Titans, and he was trying to fit the cart through the tunnel.
Yeah, and then Mikasa kicked his butt.
Yeah.
Oh God. There's something. Oh, with Mikasa's background or backstory. With the whole, like, it was because she is half Asian.
Yeah, the Asian clan. They're like, there's no one who's Asian in basically the walls, and so she was sought after as, like, good property for people to, like.
But then what is everyone else?
Exotic. Did they use the word exotic?
Yeah, it's basically, like, an exotic pet is what they thought of Mikasa. Mm-hmm. Just cause...
I just thought that was, you know.
Because it was Mikasa and her mom, but then they accidentally killed her mom.
Yeah.
Or not accidentally. One of them killed her, and then they were like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah, no, because they killed them. So they killed the dad immediately. And then the mom was protecting Mikasa, and then they killed the mom because she was killing them.
Or she was trying to, like, defend.
Yeah.
And then one of them comes back, and you're like, you shouldn't have done that. Now we only have one or whatever.
And then her father's also part of the Ackerman clan.
Ackerman?
Which we learn later. Yeah, the Ackerman clan. There's like Levi Ackerman, Mikasa Ackerman. They're like the best fighters.
Oh, and the dad? Oh, Levi.
Oh, now we're going into...
What a trash, horrible, horrendous character.
What? You think so?
No.
I like him. He's short and a neat freak. He also kicks Major Titan butt. He goes full on like Beyblade on them.
Yeah.
But the
he's also a pretty good leader and commander.
The true main character.
He's able to survive.
Eren's not even the main character. Mikasa's not. Levi's not. Armin's not. No. It's Sasha.
Really? Is that what you really believe?
Yeah, I believe it. I would believe it. Kidding me?
Potato
She's
Girl?
He's the real reason the Titans are
dying.
Being defeated by humanity. Yep.
If you put like 10,000 Titans in front of a potato, she will go through those Titans in a second to get that one potato.
But then the Titans would just pick her up and eat her.
No. They want to get close to her.
If you bite her, she'll bite back.
I think my favorite character is probably Hanji.
Oh, she's pretty good too. She's crazy.
She's why I like her.
I like Eren, actually. Like,
oh, you're basic. Basic.
I know.
Like, Eren...
And then, like, Eren and, like, Levi are, like, the two most basic ones that everybody likes.
Like, in Dragon Ball, I like Goku.
I feel like it's just a given you can't like the main characters.
I feel like in some cases, at least.
But, like... It makes sense why the main character is usually the best.
But that you're supposed to like the main character. That's the thing.
So it's just what's your favorite character aside from the main character?
Mikasa's kind of dope.
I mean, yeah. Did you not see the pictures I sent you?
I kind of ignored them.
What? She has like a six pack.
I am looking at them right now, Drew.
Yeah.
Darius, did you look at them?
No.
She's muscular. Like, she would probably knock anyone flat with one punch.
Where'd you get these pictures?
They're like canon thing. They were in like an OVA or something. Like, everyone's kind of more muscular than I thought. It's like My Hero. You don't think anyone's going to be, like, ripped or, like, strong, but nah. Like, They're pretty jack.
Oh, now I can't unsee this.
I can get more. You want me to get more?
Oh, God, no.
Fine.
Is this season one when we find out the identity of the female Titan or no?
Yeah, that's like the end.
Yeah. Well, no, because okay. Don't they find her? No, that's when they find out who it is, right?
Well, like, basically 3 episodes before the end is when they find it out. And then... Yeah. We can talk about that.
We can talk about that. Annie, I don't understand. I don't understand why she would betray humanity.
Oh, wait. Drew, do you not find out why in season one?
See, you don't find out how or who, like, why she's the Titan, but you do find out that she is a Titan. But she basically just goes, like, I just want to see my dad, and I don't really care about anything else anymore. So then she's like, I'm exposed. I'm just going to go run away.
And they do kind of get into it and explain it in the later episodes, but I never really understood, even just from the first season, why.
Well, I mean, when you're outed by, like, you're outed and literally an entire military force is after you, you just kind of run at that point. She did kill, like, all of Levi's original squad, too.
And didn't she put, like, she put, no, did she win against Aaron in Titan form?
The first time, yeah.
It was out in the woods?
Yeah. So, yeah, Aaron, like, transformed in the woods because all of Levi's people were dying. And he's like, they had a full-on Titan fight. And Annie is basically, like, one step below Mikasa when it comes to fighting. So she just knocked Aaron flat and knocked his head off.
Oh, I remember that. That was funny.
But her Titan's actually, she's like the only Titan with like female, like a female chest, because she is the female Titan. But it's the only Titan. That other Titans were like kind of like female looking, but never were like to that point.
Well, there's no need to have breasts if you are a Titan.
But if people can get, like, Titan abilities, what if a dude got the female Titan?
I thought it was more or less, like, off your person, like, who you are.
I thought it was based more off, like, your anatomy. I didn't think it was, like, a shuffle, a random shuffle.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I know they explain it later, but, like, I don't want to spoil it.
Do we find out who the armor Titan is?
That's season like 2 or 3.
But yeah, yeah, I didn't think you found out who the Colossal Titan armor Titan was.
No, I asked later. But then, so yeah, so basically, yeah, Annie gets outed. She goes on a killing spree, and then Aaron just goes full on like berserk.
Does Aaron have any special abilities?
See, in the manga, no, but in the like anime, he had like that weird like lava berserker form towards the later episodes of the first season.
Oh yeah, okay. Because I was thinking about how Annie had like the little ice or whatever.
Yeah, and Annie could crystallize, and then she could also like call upon other Titans to like eat her, like she did in the woods.
Wait, eat her?
I mean, you don't remember when she got caught in the woods with all like the spines, and then she like screamed, and so she wouldn't be outed. She had a bunch of pure Titans just come and eat her.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, yeah, there's like the pure Titans, and there's like the abnormal Titans, which like can run around and do like jumps and stuff like that.
Oh, the jumping Titans?
So is that the difference between abnormal and pure Titans? I never knew what they meant when they said abnormal. It's just
abnormal kind of just mean like they're more agile and like they behave more erratically compared to like a normal Titan, which will go after like the largest source of food.
It's more or less like they have more abilities other than just walk.
So they're more complex Titans, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They do like, they're pretty, some of the abnormals are pretty funny. Like when they're in the woods and they're like up in the trees, the Titans are just like laying down on the ground, just like sitting there all relaxed.
Oh, don't Titans sleep standing up?
I don't know about that. I know during the night they kind of like just kind of go dormant.
Yeah, that's what I was mainly thinking of. Because in the beginning episodes, mainly the first episode, right? Are they in the woods fighting and he's just standing still?
Yeah, in the start they show like them killing some titans, but I don't know if it was standing still. I think some people did die.
Then the grandma's like, "Can I see my?" Or the mom's like, "Can I see my son?" And he's like,
Yeah, here's his arm.
"That's all we have." He get his arm. Like, "Darius, you have a kid. Can I see my son? Here's his finger."
That's pretty horrible.
Darius, which
Season
is.
one also where we learn that the Titans don't eat.
Yeah.
They don't
So
eat meat.
basically, yeah, they do realize that like after like all the Tross District stuff happens, they go for a cleanup and they just see like the big sacks of like meat. And there they tell that Titans, since they don't have digestive organs, they just kind of eat and then they just regurgitate everything that they ate. So it's kind of just like a big sack of human meat.
Oh wait, wasn't it when they were in like the training thing, the teacher said through the 100 year grace period that they were around that they didn't eat anything and they were still around.
Yeah, they basically said that they don't need to eat to like survive.
They
They
eat
just
humans purely for pleasure.
yeah, they just do it for the fun.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about the Aaron's dad. Dr. Jaeger.
Yeah.
That was another Darius. Did you question why he was in the poor side since he was like the doctor?
I don't think
Well, I
poor
listened to
side.
this too. He was performing experiments that weren't frowned upon, or he was like kind of a disgraced scientist or like a disgraced doctor.
I never heard of that. He was loved by the town. He so like they even mentioned that he actually solved a plague that was going on in the town.
Yeah,
Oh,
stupid.
I pictured him as just like a doctor that had more unorthodox methods.
No, like he was very well known and like he cured like a disease that was going around. They mentioned it in the first season. But he was a pretty popular guy. I don't think it was a poor area necessarily. I think it's just more like where he decided to live.
Yeah, because Jacqueline was
He's
all
living more of a
like,
simple life.
yeah, Jacqueline's like, he's such a respected doctor. Why is he not in like the inner walls? But isn't the inner walls like the government one?
That's kind of like kind of like the government
Yeah.
with like the king and whatever else is there.
Yeah, because they do a monarchy. With the whole father, Darius, do you know what happened to the father?
From what I remember, didn't he leave in the beginning of the season for whatever reason?
Ooh, there's another reason. Well, yes, but
We don't
Okay,
find
we
that
know
out
why
till
he
later.
left.
Oh, you
Well,
just see
yeah,
the
we know later, but
flashbacks?
like in the first
I
season.
mean, you just see the flashback where he just has like is the needle and he goes like, "Quiet boy, you'll understand later." And then Aaron
Yeah.
wakes up and he has the key around his neck.
But does the father ever come back in the first season?
No.
No. They never show him
Okay.
again, and they never bring him up again. For now.
Yeah.
Like they leave a lot more mysteries in season one, and then they slowly start to explain more about the world later on in the season, like in the other seasons.
Oh, Darius, are you gonna watch season four? Have you wait? What? How far have you watched up to?
The most recent thing, I don't want to spoil it. I think it might be like season three. Season four does come out. Like what part of season three? There's like I know I
part
didn't
one and
finish
part
it. I got like part way through one of the last seasons.
two. But yeah, season four does come out this fall.
Because
Yeah.
the fall lineup is like, mwah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good reoccurring shows coming in the fall lineup. Which this will actually be the last. I don't know how they're going to do it because the manga is still going on slowly but surely. But
Oh
this will
wait.
be the last season of Attack on Titan.
Well, they're probably just gonna continue it until they end it.
They'll probably like have to space out some of the episodes, or they'll do like a part season four, part one, and then do a part two once the manga is actually finished.
I just remember.
Do the manga correspond to the show's, like, season? Like, is one book one season?
No.
No, it's like a multiple volumes.
There's like an most anime.
For like the season. Yeah, it's not like a book where they like try to stick one book into like one movie.
Oh, yeah. Then things would be astronomically long.
Actually, yeah. The seasons would be really short then if they did that, but then they would have like a bunch of seasons. But now season one covers like, I would say maybe like 10, no, not even 10 volumes. Actually, no. Yeah, probably like 10 plus volumes maybe.
Okay.
But it's still like, it goes a lot faster in the manga than it does in the actual show.
Yeah, because episodes are like a manga. A few episodes are like one manga.
Yeah, because like it's separated into chapters in the manga, so like each chapter is probably like an episode, and then they stretch out the chapter.
How
many chapters are there in like the average manga?
12.
I would say maybe like that. Maybe like it really depends.
Because like I have a series that, well,
there's some series like I have that's like 3 pages is like a chapter, and there's like a bunch of mini chapters. But then I have larger ones that are like, oh, every like 20 plus pages is like a chapter. So it really depends. But I believe Attack on Titan is more of the 20 plus pages is a chapter type of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, the manga is still going on, so I don't know how they're going to do season 4. Like, they're very slowly bringing out new chapters because it's really reaching the end game. But compared to what season 1, what?
How are they going to like come to some sort of conclusion when it's still going on? You mean?
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, like, it's a weekly thing, so maybe they'll start pumping out episodes. But yeah, but it's. Season 1 is a great start, and then it pretty much gets better from there on afterwards.
I just remember the intro is like hype, like true hype.
Yeah, the intros are pretty good. Yeah.
Let's divulge throughout the series, but staying within season 1 and talking more about Anna. What was your favorite part in season 1, Darius?
I liked when, I guess I didn't like it like necessarily, but it was interesting when Eren first became a Titan and there was all this distrust around it, and they had this, like, I remember they had this trial in the court where they were debating what to do with him, and then Levi like stood up for him and was like, I take responsibility for him. I like that part.
What he first did is he kicked the crap out of him, and he's like, I could easily
beat he did kick him on the floor, yeah.
Beat the crap out of him.
It was still a nice symbolic moment.
Hey.
There also was the firing squad, too, that was going to open fire on the cannons on him. And then he's like, Armin, go say something to stop him. And Armin's like, he's not a threat to humanity. And then they're like, oh, we don't care, kill him. And
then hand. Isn't that the hand scene?
Yeah, he transformed partially and then blocked it with like his Titan hand. But there was a lot of distrust about him in the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then people started getting eaten and he was the only one who can actually do something about it. And they're kind of like, maybe he's not such a handicap.
My favorite part really was just, really it's just when Eren's a Titan in the beginning, because like he just wails. Because I think there's a scene and he's just like full on beating, like when he first became a Titan, he's just beating.
He's just stomping on a guy's head.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what the heck is this thing?
And yeah, and then he went on that rampage where he literally got both his arms ripped off and he's still over there killing Titans like it's nothing.
They call him the Fighting Titan.
That is correct. They call him the Attack Titan.
Oh.
I gotta say my favorite thing though is I gotta say the parts with the female Titan.
Ah, of course.
Because it shows it. Hey, She's actually like smart. Aaron just kind of like beats people up, but she actually plans.
Wait, do you like it because of the plot of those scenes? The plot, no. Drew?
No, not that kind of plot. There was a scene when they go to attack her, and she literally grabs someone's cords and is flinging them around like they're like a yo-yo on a string, and then just smack them against the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Annie's pretty cool.
Is the, what's it called? The multi-directional gear, the OC gear, whatever.
ODM gear.
Is that logistically, you know, probable that they would be able to create something like that? Like, when I was looking at when they were swinging around and they're attaching to different things, is it physically possible to have those things that exist and function in, like, the real world?
I feel like it is. It's kind of just like grappling hooks and like CO2 gas.
But you also have to figure out how to handle a person's weight.
Yeah, that's true. You also have to have really good balance. I feel like it could be possible, but it would be like really hard for us to do. But if it could be possible, I would buy it. I would for sure buy it and use it.
Drew, that would be not, if it's not millions, over hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I would still do it. Are you kidding me?
And
I
then
would
the maintenance
do it.
And then
I don't care. I'm getting my Attack on Titan Scout Regiment uniform and my green cloak, and I'm gonna go flying around my neighborhood.
Don't you have to attach to buildings? You know how much damage that would cause?
You could attach. Yeah, they probably wouldn't let. They wouldn't like sell it to the public.
You could do it to like trees and other things. You only attach it to buildings.
I can see Drew.
Well, even if you're trying to attach it to trees, it'd be difficult because you have to like aim for like the main bark of the tree. You can't hit the like the twigs and all that because like the branches.
I will make it work. I will rewatch Attack on Titan till the point where I can create my own and learn how to use the ODM gear by myself.
So you're going to build your own?
I would need like Elon Musk help probably, but Elon Musk is a weeb, so I'm sure he'd help me. His Twitter also used to have Full Metal Alchemist, and he'd talk about like creating cat girls.
Oh, I did not know that.
Drew was very behind that.
I'm very behind the creation of.
Did you sign the petition? Did you sign it?
There was a petition to sign it, and I did sign it.
Why?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
Yeah, you better guess so. While I have my cat girl, you can be alone in your room by yourself.
Do you mean a cat girl as in like?
It's a girl with cat ears.
And a tail. That acts like a cat.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You can enjoy your cat girl.
I'm not like, you make it sound like I'm going to do something nasty to the cat girl. Nah.
Drew really likes.
Nobody said that but you, Drew.
Drew really likes a centaur's life. So he apparently.
Oh, God. We're not getting into a centaur's life. I watched that just because I wanted to get through all the anime on Crunchyroll.
We're talking
about Attack on Titan.
Sir.
Titan.
Wait, hold on. You've watched all the anime on Crunchyroll?
Not all of them. I was just going through a list, and our Centaur's Life was on there, and I watched it for the sake of watching it. But we're getting off track. This is about Attack on Titan. Out of all the special Titans we see in Season 1, the Attack Titan, the Colossal Titan, the Armor Titan, and the Female Titan. Which one do you think is your favorite, and why?
I think that the Colossal Titan is just so overpowered.
But it's slow.
The Colossal Titan. Yeah, but it could climb over the wall and just trample
everything.
It couldn't
climb.
Why not?
Because it can't. It had to kick down a gate in the wall.
The Colossal Titan?
Yeah, it's only like 53 meters. The walls are like 50 meters.
But, yeah, it could pull itself over the wall. It could break down the top of a wall enough for it to climb over. I think it could climb over the wall.
I don't know. It's like all legs, pretty much.
Okay.
That makes it even easier.
Well, I don't know. I don't think there's much strength or thought involved into the... It just moves so slow, too. I don't know. Okay, well, I don't know.
I still think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. What do you think, Aiden?
Well, I don't want to be basic and all.
You're going to say the Attack Titan, aren't you?
My God, Aiden.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here. Your opinion doesn't matter anymore. Okay, I got to say...
Female?
Nah. The Armor Titan. Because there's like nothing they could do about it in the state that they are now with their weapons, just because it's so like armored and defensive that nothing could break through it.
I'm gonna go off of Darius. I think the Colossal Titan can't.
Okay, you're just mad because we said your opinion didn't matter.
If the Colossal Titan got inside the wall, it could wreak havoc upon everything.
Yeah, but people could run away before anything really happens.
It would change.
Yeah, but Drew, if the Colossal Titan just stomped on everyone's houses and destroyed everything, everyone would die because they already have no food. Then they have nowhere to live. You know what he could do? He could just throw Titans over the wall. I don't know why he didn't do that.
See, I'm hearing all this stuff now, but in all the later seasons, all the stuff gets explained and it just completely changes the view on this whole conversation.
So you're saying in the later seasons he throws Titans over the wall?
No, I'm saying in the later seasons he gets a downgrade.
Well, when he was still cool and tall and, you know, large, I don't know why he wasn't just, you know, dropping Titans right over the wall.
You know who never got like nerfed? The Attacking Titan.
Well,
that's because he's the main character.
He's the main character.
Okay,
I do gotta say, though, the original first season, when they did all the scenes with the Colossal Titan where they were actually, like, good animation, where they're, like, hand-drawn, and said the CGI in the later seasons was one of the better perks of season one. Because, like, the animation for the Colossal Titan was, like, actually, like, hand-drawn stuff in the first season, but then they kind of changed it to be CGI in some of the later ones. Oh, yeah, he does have some pluses, I guess.
Yeah.
He has all the pluses, it's true.
Even though Aiden's opinion about the Attack Titan being the best, he's just a simp for Aaron.
Okay, sir. Levi.
Aaron's Titan character didn't even get that cool, really, until the later seasons, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's kind of true. He was just kind of just like, I'm a Titan, but I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to punch.
He was generic and reckless and didn't really know what he was doing, like you said.
He's like the Bakugo.
Yeah, but no, Bakugo knew what he was doing. You kidding me?
Bakugo could blow things up.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing with his quirk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Darius is a Bakugo stan.
Yeah, he also ships Bakugo and Deku.
That's because they are just two opposite sides of the same.
This is not even the same series at this point.
Well, you brought it up, and now I'm gonna talk about it. They are like two sides of the same coin.
Oh, if we're gonna talk about Darius's horrible shipping, Haikyuu with Shoyo Hinata and the Setter, Darius calls them lovers.
They stare into each other's eyes so much. So much. It makes so much sense.
Uh-huh, yeah. So much. Mm-hmm. Well, then it's like... I don't know.
Dude, so you think Aaron...
You're probably one of those people that ship Levi and Aaron.
Yeah, no. I don't ship anyone as Iron Titans.
Oh, wow. I
do it for Mikasa and Aaron.
Oh,
even though Aaron will never. Aaron, it's not weird. They're related.
They're too close.
No, they're not.
They were children.
So people marry their childhood friends. It happens a lot in anime.
Yeah, well, it's gross. I don't agree with it, and it shouldn't happen. because they cannot develop their characters as having like a platonic loving bond as children and then going into a romantic relationship when they grow up. I really hate seeing
Aaron's never really thought of Mikasa that way, and I think that he is missing out.
No, I think he's missing absolutely nothing. Everything's good the way it is. Their relationship is fine.
Nah, he literally headbutts her when she's like, I want to go and help you. He full on like slams his head against hers and goes like, nah, I'm on my own now. Leave me alone, you piece of crap.
It's out of plutonic love.
No, it's not. He's just like,
yes, it is.
I'm going to kill all the Titans.
Okay, he's stupid. Yeah, he's not making rational decisions. Yes, but that does not justify why you think they should be in a relationship.
They definitely should. It
will be weird.
I think Armin and Aaron.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I don't care about it. I don't think shit's about it. I just feel like that would grind your gears.
I knew you were going to say that. Armin's like, I'm weak. I'm only good at planning things. But he is pretty smart, though. For someone of like his age, he's really good at planning. Like he exposed Annie. He's the one who did that.
Yeah.
How do you even do it?
Yeah.
Armin being smart is really all he has going for him.
I mean, there's like an Attack on Titan handbook with like rankings for each character, and I think Armin is actually like above the ranking system. Like he's like an 11 out of 10 or something like that.
I thought he sucked.
What's Mikasa on the ranking system?
Oh, you're making me look it up. Hold on, give me a second.
But no, Armin is kind of a nerd.
That's his character.
He's a dweeb.
That's the whole point of Armin.
Yeah, he's weak but like strong mentally.
Oh, Darius.
Sure. You're gonna just throw that in there. Sure.
Well, you guys have to say stuff while I'm looking stuff up.
Well, how long does it take you to look things up?
It's a process. There are a lot of characters, okay? Well, by the way, Hanji has an 11 in intelligence.
I like her.
Aaron has a 10 in temper and 10 in initiative.
10 in temper?
Yeah. No, I was wrong. Armin's only a 10. He's a 10 in judgment and 10 in wits. So he's pretty smart. And he's a, like 8 and like 6 in teamwork and initiative. So he's pretty smart. But still. Yeah, Aaron has a really bad temper.
Wait. On here? One of my favorite characters is the buzzhead. Is the kid with the buzzed head.
Connie. People ship him with Sasha.
Oh.
I could see it.
Like the concept of relationships in Attack on Titan. I think that's just what I'm realizing.
It's pointless. Everyone's gonna die eventually, so.
Well, it's not even that. It just seems odd. The way their relationships work, it just romance doesn't seem to have a place in Attack on Titan for me.
Wait, Drew, in season one, do they find out about the, you know, whole lifespan?
No.
Damn.
Oh, they like go over a lot of things that are very important, but they never actually dive into it as they do in the later seasons. Like they ask a lot of questions and then the questions get answered in the later season. But yeah.
Mikasa on that list.
Oh, Mikasa on the handbook list?
Yeah.
I hope you realize I closed the tab, so.
You piece of garbage. Well,
Drew,
you never asked me questions.
It's in your history.
A lot of things are there.
You tell
Drew,
us.
Okay, pull it down. What?
You told us
you
about
this.
Us
a... Huh?
Continue.
I was going to say, does Drew want to read his search history out loud?
There's not anything bad on there. It's like Pokemon.
Body pillows.
Mikasa, Scout Cadets, Pixelmon. There is a... Okay, we don't need to go into the body pillow search thing.
Okay.
Oh, Sasha has a 10 in hunger. That's what it actually says. She has a 10 in hunger, and pretty much everything else is average.
What's average?
Like 5 and 6.
Damn.
Mikasa has a 10 in combat.
So Sasha's just her whole character revolves around her being
hungry. Yeah, her whole character is her being hungry.
She's like, her nickname is Potato Girl.
Okay. Well, good for her, I guess. Whatever it takes to be relevant.
She is more than just Potato Girl. She is still very relevant besides her being
hungry. Wait, Darius, if you weren't going to join the Scouts, where would you go?
Oh, she would 100% go to the military police and just ride it in the Capitol, having to do nothing.
I would just, if I was going to do that, I wouldn't do that as a police officer.
The military police don't do anything, though. They just kind of sit around.
I know, but okay. There are plenty of places I could be useless.
By the way, Mikasa's other 10 is for love for family.
See, that's why she can't. Family! That's Aaron. She can't be.
And you could, other people can be part of your family. Aaron, I mean, Armin's like part of their family.
Yeah, but you don't see her in a romantic relationship with Armin either.
Because who would want to be in one with Armin?
Hey!
People literally look at Armin. People mistake Armin for a girl. That was the problem with him for a while.
They did have him dress up as a girl at some point. I don't remember when that was, but.
I think that's season 2 or 3. Spoiler! Spoiler!
That's not even a significant part of the anything.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a spoiler. But yeah, so what were you saying? What were we saying about before I said and for family?
You guys are just arguing about how Mikasa and Aaron... Darius is arguing Mikasa and Aaron should be together.
No, it was after. It was after I said 10 and family. Yeah, and he's like,
No, they shouldn't.
They're family. It's gross.
Not by blood. In anime, if you're not related by blood, that means everything.
If it's not blood, be a stud. I learned that from another anime.
No. That's all I have to say.
Sometimes it just be like that.
No. It shouldn't.
What else?
I think the only people in the show that maybe could be in a relationship.
Anji and Levi? Like,
no.
What?
No. I see that too.
I see it too.
No. I was going to say, I think, I don't remember which one you said, but Connie and Sasha.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
That
you can,
bad.
You can,
it's better than all
you can
the
see them in the background, just like, acting like such, like, oh, they play like rock, paper, scissors in the background in one of the scenes. They do like a bunch of other funny stuff.
That is the only one I can picture without wanting to throw up.
See, to be honest, I don't think ships should be in many anime, like especially like Attack on Titan or even like My Hero Academia, where they're not really needed.
Because
it's ultimately up to the creator to decide. Like what is good and what is not good and what should happen and what shouldn't.
Yotsuba.
Well, in Attack on Titan, I just don't see any. There should be none.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to see it besides all the guts and human eating.
Yotsuba and Miku.
Yeah. And also, you're wondering like, is this character going to make it?
Yeah, Attack on Titan is like, well, see, you know that the main characters are going to survive. It's more like, which side character should I actually get attached to? And then
in the beginning, you're not sure who's like a main character and a side character until the side characters start dying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were talking about Darius being a military police before we started freaking out about ships.
I would not be a military. Yeah, there are more places I could be useless than the military police.
They do nothing, Darius.
I know. That's what I'm saying, but I don't want to.
Darius would just be a farmer. Darius would be a failing farmer.
I would probably rather be a farmer than the military police. At least I get to live out in a field with nature.
Okay. So, do we think that's everything for Attack on Titan?
feel like we went over a pretty good chunk in the overview of season one.
Okay, so we'll call that the end of the episode of Attack on Titan season one. So one, thank you, Darius, for skipping your orientation.
What a great student. Thank you for coming.
Okay, we will see you all next Wednesday.
See ya.
Bye-bye.